never had to deal with running into an ex? Because the last one just left the country right away.
That was Peter.
Yes.
Hello, darling.
Yeah.
Jamaica's calling my name.
Right. I'm moving to an island.
So there was never that awkward, what if run-in. And I had that the other day.
Oh.
Because this one hasn't left the country yet.
There's still hope. Hope springs eternal, right?
So I had gone running. Not at my best, obviously. You know, ponytail, kind of sweaty, and that's not how you want to...
Yoga pants.
Yeah.
He's seen you like that before, though.
Yeah, well, every day of life for how many years, sure, but that's not
one
how
one of the
I
reasons
wanna...
for the divorce. But, you know.
The athleisure wear. Got tired of it.
She looks cute. Hey,
thank you.
You let him see your feet?
Well, we shared a marital bed. What was I going to do? Wear shoes?
Yeah, sheets. A lot of sheets.
Socks.
He liked my feet. He used to pull them out from under... All right. So, this is horrible. I can't even believe this. I walked into a store to get hangers. Tool store that we all know and love. Mm-hmm. And behind me...
As the scrutiner.
And behind me, I hear the little bell on the door, you know, as somebody walks through it and the greeter says hello and the unmistakable, hi there. And I'm like, oh. And I know immediately who it is. So I take a left down this aisle.
He didn't see you.
No, he was like 8 paces behind me. And I thought, I wonder if I'm wrong. There's only one way that he can get past me, and it's this aisle. Mm-hmm. So I...
What you basically did is you went through the corn maze the wrong way, right? And there's only one way, and you're going to encounter him.
Well, I've managed to scurry partway down this aisle, and he's now going to come down the thoroughfare. Fortunately for me...
Or the aisle.
Fortunately for me, there is a large laundry unit space saver. That they're selling.
Oh,
a tall. So I.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're putting your back to it and like.
I hid behind it. Okay.
Like, you should have gone in it.
What could have possibly happened? Hi, Erica. Hi, Joel. Bye, bye.
No, I mean, it's never that easy.
Erica's turned a trip to a hardware store like a caper. Like it's a diamond heist.
It was horrible. I wasn't up for it, and I realize now I'm going to be up for it the next time, right? Because I'm going to be ready. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to say. But I wasn't ready this day.
Well, what are you going to say? Run it by us.
We'd have to be off the air.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
You are prepared.
I'm just going to be very professional.
Hello. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. Lovely to run into you. I'm not
just like that.
Exactly.
Same look of eating a lemon on your face. The same.
No, it's fine.
So did he ever see you?
He never saw me. And
I was hoping for a run-in.
No, I wasn't. See, that's the thing. I want to be ready for that.
Erica hid in a hamper for 25 minutes.
Really lifting the lid up, looking at you. You see the eyeballs like the cartoon, right? Exactly.
That's sort of what I did as I went out to the main aisle. I thought, if he's still standing there, I don't want to leave because I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
So I did kind of reach around a little while, make sure the other way, and then scurry.
It's like she's hiding out from Tony Soprano
right?
And shows him money.
And I don't know why. It's not like he wouldn't be pleasant. He's a perfectly pleasant
person.
He's
very pleasant to you, of course.
But I just wasn't. There's so much...
Hey,
you wouldn't believe that there's so much left unsaid after I've said so much.
Oh, yeah. No.
Believe me,
can't imagine.
He didn't get a word in edgewise, but you...
For a couple years.
Plenty. At some point.
Carmella won't let it go.
He is none the wiser.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He has no idea.
You don't think he saw you and was trying to hide the other way? He was trying to act like he saw nothing.
You think?
He was scared he was going to have to pay for your purchase.
Well, in one way or the other, he still is.
Right. You're happy with that.
Here's the perfect. He is. Jack is very happy. Because he's paid.
If I got a cheap laugh, I mean, please. It's all the business we're in.
All you do is act like you're on the phone. And
I wasn't prepared. I wasn't thinking. Now I would. Sure. I think that's a good one. You're on the phone.
It always happens after the situation. You think of what to do.
I was just like, why couldn't I be with a guy? Why couldn't I look good? Why couldn't it somehow I present myself that I'm not just the hot mess that I am?
The best thing you can say on the phone walking by, go, I've never been touched like that before. And then keep walking, because they'll never want to get involved
in
that conversation.
Sure, baby, I'm on my way. Just a little late. Oh. Right.
No, he would say, oh, really? Is he interested in maybe a menage a trois? Sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Is that right?
Nice poll, Erica.
Yeah. I'll do that. I'll let you know how it goes, Jack.
Please, absolutely.